Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. This is April 5th, 2023. It has been an insane week, an absolutely insane week, and it ain't getting any slower. Switchblade Jay White, new tag champions, all in London. It's a lot. Leave a thumbs up on this video, subscribe. We are here every single night covering Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Rampage, Dynamite, ROH, Impact, and that's in addition to our new shows, our interviews. We have interviews from everybody, every company. Just last week, I interviewed Charlotte Flair, Bianca Belair ahead of WrestleMania. We got lots there. Alex Pawlowski has had a very busy week as well. He does several shows over on FightfulSelect.com. He also reviews NXT here on Fightful.com and YouTube.com/Fightful. Alex, how you doing?
Good. Tomorrow will be my first night off in a week because we did Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and now Wednesday. So that's nice. I feel like capitalizing on the meme from like 48 hours ago is no longer newsworthy. So I said I would wear it, and I'm wearing it.
To this.
I'm committed to it. Now we're done. I can grow back the real one in a few days. So
I hope it doesn't come back. I hope it doesn't come back.
That'd be funny.
Guys, leave a thumbs up on this video. If you want your question or statement read on the air, donate a super chat here at youtube.com/Fightful. Of course, we also have Humper Chats over at humperchats.com. That's our Streamlabs platform. Allows us to keep a little bit more of it, and it allows you to leave questions or statements even before we go on the air. And if you haven't had enough Dynamite, you're in luck. Day after Dynamite with Will Washington on Thursday. It's a good time. About a week ago, Alex, some things started to change. I went from saying, man, I think it's about 90% Jay White going to WWE. And then as time went on, it just kept going. By the time his contract was up, I was thinking 50-50. As of last week, I think somebody asked me and I was like, maybe 15, 20%. Mm-hmm. It wasn't looking good. And we're going to have a lot more on this on FightfulSelect.com. But this show immediately kicked off with Switchblade Jay White keeping a Juice Robinson, Ricky Starks match from happening. And when I looked at all the stuff that was scheduled for this show, I'm like, how? How the hell could they do all this?
They couldn't do all
I thought
it.
They got really creative with how they did it because this match didn't happen.
Right.
Switchblade Jay White with Juice Robinson, I am completely for. We've already got a bunch of super chats, Humper Chats about this, but WWE fumbled big by not getting Jay White. I don't care. Yes, there have been zero hires in 2023. Zero. Oh, yeah. He was tailor-made for WWE, but wrestled like somebody who wasn't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow. What the hell?
Well, during that Raw, that and people were like, "What do you think? Jay White's still going to WWE?" And I was like, "Man, if Tony isn't signing him right now, that he's better off swimming back to New Zealand, because there's no way that guy should be going to WWE with the state that it is currently in." It was what an awesome, unexpected thing to do. Like, people are waiting for the big announcement, which yeah. turned out to be a huge announcement, and we'll get into that. But I think this popped a bunch of people, because while they were thinking, hey, maybe Jay White shows up tonight, they don't figure it'll be the first thing unannounced. If there's a big announcement, maybe the big announcement is Jay White. But no, it's just a run-in to keep us away from our highly anticipated Ricky Starks Juice Robinson match, and to reuniting them together as a unit. Like, here's the thing. We have, spoiler alert, new tag team champions in AEW. Like, are you telling me
a new tag team
possibly a Jay White Juice Robinson versus FTR program is a possibility on the horizon?
Give me those promos.
Give me all of that.
Oh, there's so much to get into tonight. Trey Cash sent a very generous humper chat. Thank you so much, Trey Cash. You are always so good to us. He says, with Jay White now, and a roster finally at full health, the current turmoil in WWE, this is AEW's biggest chance to get to the next level. The only thing missing is, yes, CM Punk. A Punk Elite feud right now, done right, could do for AEW what NWO did for WCW. I agree. I completely agree. If CM Punk came back and worked with the Elite, it would be gigantic. And yes, it felt like, and you know what? Joseph said the same thing. He said the show felt like AEW making a statement, and Gaming from Canada said Dynamite after Mania was great. Mike Don says Dynamite after Mania greater than Raw after Mania. I don't think promotions were allowed to have actual matches on their show. I agree. This felt like more of a Raw after Mania than Raw after Mania did, Alex.
I don't know. People were joking about this. I think there should be an effort every year. The Dynamite after Mania should be a major thing, because what they're going to do, WWE is going to throw out their WrestleMania thing. They're going to have some good matches. They're going to have some wonky booking decisions. They're going to have some things that they decide to do just to get our goat, apparently, that are going to piss a lot of people off. And then on the Monday after Mania, they're going to do nothing. And then on Wednesday, all of a sudden, it's like, hey, over here, if you guys are angry, if you guys have canceled your subscription to the network or whatever, come over here. We have other things. This is an opportunity to show off. I don't know if that's going to be the case going forward, but it felt like it tonight.
Oh, man. This is a great move from AEW, because since Triple H came over, since Triple H came back to WWE, mm-hmm. they've been handling a lot of these signings. They've been landing a lot of these big signings. Yeah. And this is a big one. And you best believe, guys, I'm going to have some stories on FightfulSelect.com this week about one. Everything that I can find out of the Jay White thing, because the way these things usually happen is once he pops up, I'm able to find out the process of why he did and didn't go other places.
Yeah.
Already working on that. Yeah. We're going to have a lot more on on the hiring freeze at WWE and people not getting signed and why some people haven't popped up there. Just, oh my God. And every time I look up at my fucking screen, Alex, I see you. I'm about to put a post-it note over my screen because I can't do this. Jordan says my wife genuinely thinks the mustache looks good. Your wife is a fan of University of Louisville basketball then. Like, she thinks line beards are hot, I bet. What? I'm sorry, Jordan Cooper's wife. I'm sorry, but you need... Here's what I have to say to you, Jordan Cooper's wife.
Yeah, okay. So,
Meet Normus says, no Jay White on Raw, but how about on Dynamite? No Shotzi Tank? We'll raise you Suze Van. Wrestling matches on a wrestling show. Who knew that was a thing? Thank you, TK. You're our only hope. They hit a home run tonight. They absolutely hit a home run tonight.
They did.
And fortunately, it made a good impression on Hugh Janus, who says a big week for New Zealand wrestling. Dakota at Mania, Jay White, AEW debut, and Butch passing. The latter was a big mainstream story here. Yeah, rest in peace to Butch. I had the wonderful honor of interviewing him a couple years ago. It's still up if you guys want to check it out. Talk to him about being on Family Matters, about getting the Royal Rumble spot and all that, and which, you know, kind of gives me chills now, about Luke saving his life about 20 years ago, which, you know, is it sucks to hear this. As far as New Zealand, you know, it's a big week for New Zealand wrestling, but it's going to be an even bigger week for Australian wrestling, because I might just go up and big boot Shazza McKenzie in the face this week when I see her.
I mean, why not?
Why not? I like her. She's my friend, but she's been getting a little saucy on Twitter, so gotta handle it. Well. Parker Hines says Jay White is the SpongeBob meme after watching Raw. I'm ahead to AEW. Glenn Flanders says, are there any other Bullet Club free agents? Technically, yes. But most of them are signed. Most of them are locked up. Jake Salazar says WWE fumbled worse than the Browns in 87. And Shotkin says, holy hell, what an episode. How does Jay White signing already feel like it happened 6 months ago? Wembley freaking stadium? Come on, man. Billy Starks is going to be wrestling on national TV Friday. Let's effing go. I'm so happy for Billy Starks. You guys know that I will support almost anything Kentucky wrestling. And she is hammering down Kentucky wrestling right now. She is putting it back on the map. I greatly admire the work that she's doing. Bummed that I don't get to see her at that Black Label Pro show that I will be at, but I'm mediocre says a lot of storytelling in the works between New Japan and AEW, going with the problems between Finley and the foreshadowing of Bullet Club going to the show when Juice jumps Starks. Chef's kiss. Yeah, so there's a lot of things here, like what's up with Switchblade and Bullet Club, and Switchblade can't go over to New Japan shows right now because of that stipulation. He's out. He wasn't like kicked out,
right?
Like necessarily, but you're like, okay, what's going on here? There's a lot of questions there. And Switchblade was very big on the idea that Bullet Club is global and it is not limited to brands. I mean, he's the one who said on the air as leader, Mia Yim is a part of Bullet Club. Like he wanted to make that and legitimize that. So I'm so excited to see him here. I cannot even begin to tell you how much I think WWE fumbled this. I think he was tailor-made for WWE. I think he looks like somebody who would work on WWE. He can cut their promos. He can wrestle their main event styles. And you have a year's worth of feuds already. AJ Styles, Finn Balor, Cody Rhodes, the Good Brothers, a year's worth at least.
Yeah.
Unreal. Joseph McClain says the fact that WWE didn't reach out over the weekend is wild to me. Wanted him in WWE, but I'm glad he's back in general. So before I'm sure I'll have a report up on FightfulSelect.com on Thursday. I'm sure. Because I've already, you know, reached out to the people I need to reach out to. Last week I had people in WWE that were like, man, I hope we get him. It's just we haven't brought anybody in. So, like, is Vince going to look at this guy and go, okay. But I don't know. He may have signed 3 or 4 weeks ago. He may have signed a month ago with AEW, for all I know.
Sure.
Like, WWE's got to pick up the phone.
Yeah.
E-Rob says, how'd the crowd sound on TV? They sounded mostly dead for my section. Oh, they were fine, my friend.
Yeah.
They were fine. Bill says, John Waters is a wrestling fan. Have a great day. Tom LaValle saying, Alex out here looking creepy as hell. Terrific. Villainous Panda says, waited way too long to subscribe to Fightful Select. Best $5 I have spent this week. I just want to say this off the top. I know I plugged the hell out of this, but Alex can attest to this. Anybody on our staff can attest to this. When it succeeds, our staff succeeds. Mm-hmm. Yep. And when we hit 10,000, I went to Jimmy and I said, I want raises across the board, or I want the ability to do things. Like, I want higher super chat cuts for people. Mm-hmm. I want people to have the ability to have paywalls behind the paywall if they want. And he said, yep, let's fucking do it. And that's because of the support you guys give. I didn't think we'd ever get back to 9,000, much less creeping up towards 10,000 again. I'm very proud of the stories that we report there. And we kicked ass this week. We had an incredible amount of news this week. I mean, if our interview section doesn't show you guys that we are legitimately in contact with the top talent in wrestling on a daily, weekly basis, I don't know what does, but I'm so proud of the work we've done there. And that's before we get to like 40 podcasts a month where Alex is doing like 8 to 10, Grapsity's doing 4 to 5, Rob Wilkins is doing like 10 to 15 this month. Just killing it. Very, very proud of that. Very proud of that. Brent Lockman says, what have you done, Alex? and Louise is recommending me to put it on slow mode. Good shout, my friend. Good shout, my friend. Oh, geez. Yeah, I will do that right now. Brent says, any idea why TSN isn't showing out All Access in any way? I guess I'll have to utilize the Nord. NordVPN.com/Fightful. I ain't ready to go into a plug yet because we're so close to that Fightful Select plug. But I think that'll help you. I would imagine it's something about rights fees. I think that, you know, Turner probably paid for that.
Yeah.
Sawyer says AEW's been firing on all cylinders and some extra ones ever since Revolution. Feel like this will be a special year. And Jake says, hello, Alex McMahon. Man, this episode of Dynamite was an absolute banger. Jay White showed up and I absolutely popped. Well, I popped for Sue.
Yeah.
Again, Fightful had her first interview ever. Maybe her only. I don't know. She rolled out there. WrestleMania level entrance. I like this. House of Black defeated Best Friends. I like that they did one the Best Friends entrance last. That actually worked out pretty well. Mm-hmm. Brent Lockman says, in the end, we all fall down for Sue. We all fall down. But I like this. I liked Orange Cassidy standing up to Malakai Black.
Yeah.
I like the House of Black getting the win. Best Friends are one of the main reasons why I wanted trios titles, Alex. And I'm so glad that now we're starting to get a little bit more of it's getting highlighted more. What I would like to see is more undercard matches utilized, whether it be on Dynamite or Rampage. I would just love to see that. And House of Black was throwing that ass whooping in.
Yeah, House of Black is I really think they're my favorite act in all of wrestling. Just the atmosphere of them. Julia Hart adds so much to their presentation. Just like them coming down to the ring with the masks and the music and the lighting. And then they're just so smooth in the ring. Like, just there's no drop off on any of them. Brody King's a different guy than the other two, but like, just there's just a muscular ferocity to Buddy Matthews, everything he does. And Malakai Black is smooth as butter. Like, it's so great to watch them. And the Best Friends are a perfect counterpart to them because they're a comedy team that can wrestle. And that's really valuable when you have these guys in there who you know are going to get comedy pops from the audience, but then all of a sudden they buckle down and they have a really cool little string of moves that, you know, these guys are really, really talented, like workers as well. This was so much fun. Love Buddy getting the pin, because that guy is so good, somehow still underrated. That would be a fun thing for me, is to see a Buddy versus Orange Cassidy match out of this.
I still badly want Buddy and Omega so bad.
I do want that too.
I think they know the world wants that at some point. Yeah. Like, like a hardcore fans dream match type of thing.
Yeah.
But I just saw something very funny. Somebody brought a Vince Fears Tony Khan sign, and Dax grabbed it and tried to give it to Tony. And Tony was like, no, I don't want anything to do with that. That is amazing. Daniel says, who should House of Black face at Double or Nothing? That's a good question, Alex. We also, by the way, have Anna Jay versus Julia Hart for Rampage, Cassidy versus Dralistico for Battle of the Belt 6, which I did not know was happening.
Yeah, neither did I.
House of Black at Double or Nothing. Who are you thinking?
there's just too many options out there. You know what I mean? Like, unfortunately, my my answer to that would have been find a way to get Top Flight and AR Fox pushed to the point where they would win a four corners match or a ladder match or a battle royal to get that point, and then have that match just be an awesome thing, and then Dante got hurt. You know,
I know who it needs to be.
Who's this?
Jeff Jarrett, Jay Lethal, and Satnam Singh. There we go.
That's probably who it's going to be. So,
I think there are a lot of really, really good options. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
But
yeah, yep, there really are. I'm very excited to see how you build to Double or Nothing, knowing you have the biggest event you've ever put on the horizon at the end of the summer. Like, do you build to Double or Nothing and end some stuff to start some stuff again, or do you build through Double or Nothing and really put in the legwork so everyone is just drooling for these big blow-offs at the All In event?
Yeah, there's a lot of options there. Jane Beard says Julia being added to House of Black is one of those. Wow, really? Her? Wow, Julia is now her gimmick is. I think he's saying he likes the gimmick. House of Black is fantastic. I would agree. Right.
Yeah.
Pylon says Swerve and Jay White would go incredibly hard. Yeah, it would. It would. I'll tell you what else I thought went hard. Luchasaurus's return vignette.
Yeah,
that was great. It was perfect, just, Alex.
Emerging from the red mist and Christian Cage still with him. Honestly, I did not think that when Luchasaurus came back that he was going to still be with Christian Cage. I'm kind of glad about it because I think they work really well together. But here's the other thing is that they're obviously Jungle Boy has moved on.
Yeah.
So they're coming. They've announced they're on their way. So what babyface act do they target? And the thing of it is just like your question of who does the House of Black face at Double or Nothing? The answers, the possibilities are numerous, but the answer is not immediately evident. And I love that. I love that. Yeah. I know Christian Cage and Luchasaurus are going to attack some babyface and they'll come up with a reason for it. And that's going to be your feud moving forward. I know that the House of Black is going to have an awesome trios title match at Double or Nothing, but I have no idea who those baby faces that those guys are going to face, and I can't wait to find out. I love not knowing.
I really enjoyed this Jericho Keith Lee segment backstage. I know that you're going to hate it because you know that Jericho is going to win next week. But there are a lot of people criticize Keith Lee's promo style a lot, but I thought that it worked perfectly right here.
I'll tell you, it works so much better with the gray beard because he comes in like a professor. Like he looks like he studied the tomes under the tree of knowledge. Like he just looks like that now. And that's so cool to have those promos come out of that guy with the gray beard and everything. I appreciate Jericho's reason for targeting Adam Cole. I get that. One of those things that was kind of funny was that I was thinking to myself, okay, Ricky Starks is going to need apologies to Action Andretti. Ricky Starks is going to need better backup in a feud versus Jay White and Juice Robinson. And I was like, holy shit, what if it's Adam Cole? And I was like, oh no, sorry. Adam Cole's got this Jericho thing. It's going to last 6 months. But I think that what we're going to get next week, I love Keith Lee just saying, I don't think you have enough respect for people. So Keith Lee versus Jericho next week, which I think Jericho wins because Swerve reintroduces himself to Keith Lee. And then hopefully, finally, we're off to the races on that Keith Lee and Swerve feud that we've been waiting for now months. Just give us the damn one-on-one match, Tony.
Yeah, I think Swerve is getting involved next week. I think Swerve and maybe some other people are getting involved next week. I think that
they've announced that Willie Mack is now on the roster. They've announced that he's All Elite, I believe.
Did they?
So I believe it was that? I saw the thing attributed to whoever it was. I may have been fooled by the internet, but the graphic looked familiar. So
I don't know. Somebody's gonna have to. I must have missed that
one. I retweeted it, but I don't know how long ago that was. It was a couple of days ago. If he isn't
okay, well, I mean, I missed a lot of stuff over the last week.
That's true.
But
if
Willie Mack disputed it. Willie Mack denied it.
Oh, okay. He denied it.
Spreading disinformation on the internet.
That's me.
Anyway, check out Sour Graps on Zero News every Monday and Friday.
No, not on Zero News. Sour Graps, who has Zero News. It's all entirely speculation and bad
more
analysis
than he does. Anyway. what I loved about this promo was that Keith Lee said all that, and I don't know if Chris Jericho heard any of it, because what he heard was, well, now you got me next week. So then everything else, he's just like, shit, shit, the whole time. Thought that was really, really great.
Yeah.
Irene says, what's AEW's current pay-per-view schedule this year? Double or Nothing, Vegas, Forbidden Door, where the hell's that at again? Toronto. All In, London. Mm-hmm. And then we don't know beyond that.
No, we
Kylie
don't.
Says Dynamite was great. Fightful is great. Well, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate you. Dylan says we have to get one bad R&B jukebox to lock in the Marvelous look. No, not on this show. Not on this show. Maybe at the end.
No.
Ian says with that mustache, can we get a Miscusi from Alex?
Ah, Miscusi. Yeah, Miscusi.
Yes. Hope you don't go through any tunnels tonight. Daniel says, what should Jay White do at Forbidden Door? I'll tell you what he should do. He should beat Hikaleo. The person who kicked him out of New Japan.
Yep.
That's what he should do.
That's what he should do.
Jambeard says, Christian Cage versus OC at Double or Nothing would be my choice. I just want to see Christian Cage wrestle. But I also wouldn't mind Luchasaurus and Christian teaming as well. Shot Kid says, with Jay and AEW, maybe a Bullet Club Civil War heading into Forbidden Door, with AEW Bullet Club taking on New Japan Bullet Club up and down the card. Or they can combine them. We can see the can they coexist within that. That could actually be pretty decent, I think. Yeah. We got the Outcasts interview. They're selling shirts.
Sure.
We got the Acclaimed and Yas. I've really liked the Acclaimed and Yas stuff with 2.0. Mm-hmm. I love the stuff where they all went out and partied. but then Acclaimed came out and did a rap, and they're like, no, we're not joining. So now they want to kick the Acclaimed's ass. They are so over, and of course, it's where Max Caster's from. But
right.
And these guys are AEW's New Age Outlaws, and that is an incredible compliment, Alex.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do think it was funny that he did a George Santos and a cocaine bear joke, which feels like that was in the drafts folder from a month ago. Where's the Vince mustache joke? Where's the Cody Rhodes joke? Now, I thought this was fine. The idea that they okay, we came out to answer your request of we join Yas. The answer is no, and Yas is like, well, let's do it anyway, which is wonderful microcosm of the way Yas behaves. It's like there are no rules; we decide what we do. So it's going to be an 8-man tag on Rampage, where I think there will be like the beginning of an official feud because they'll turn on each other and all that kind of stuff.
I'm loving Jake Hager in these as well.
Oh yeah, he's found its right spot.
Sawyer says House of Black versus Dark Order for Double or Nothing, Battle of the Spooky Perverts. That could happen as well. Uh-huh. Bill says, "Oh, that's cute, Sean. Sour Graps reporting news." So what we will do is ask Luis to take all the all-out chats and put them with the announcement chats because those will just kind of all be collected there. But we got Jamie Hayter defeating Riho. Whew, people saying, Sean, you missed the women's match. No, I didn't.
We skip around.
Jamie Hayter knocked the living shit out of Riho at the end of this match.
Yeah.
To the point where you could...
I don't know if you've heard this, Sean. Like, I don't know if you've heard this, but Riho's only 98 pounds. So I don't know if you... Big if true. Actually, small if true. Small if true.
One day she's going to have like a big lunch and be like, shut the fuck up.
I want her to bring a scale down to the ring.
Yes.
Like Crash Holly, get on, and it says 99.2 pounds. She's like, everybody shut up.
It'd be better if she wheeled the scale because she couldn't lift it. That would be great.
Perfect.
She took an ass whooping, and I mean, the crowd was there for her, but Jamie Hayter knocked the dog shit out of Rhea at the end, and it looked like she leaned down like, you aight, bro? Like one of those. Like you've seen those before.
I
thought this was really great. Riho, perfect spot here. And Jamie is, you know, pseudo babyface. Everybody likes her. Everybody respects her. Everybody wants to cheer for her. Mm-hmm. Riho still babyfaces pretty heavily, but this felt like more of a match of respect. You got Britt Baker out there again. Something I continue to love about Britt Baker. Mm-hmm. She is not petty about her best friend's title reign. She is incredibly supportive of it because she realizes that, well, I don't know if I would have had mine if not for her. Right. And I like that. Sometimes these people can just be good, supportive friends. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily something we see a lot of out of heels that don't eventually lead to some sort of
this is the deal. Yeah, well, there's the outcasts and I guess the homegrowns, or they actually call themselves that. So the good guys or girls in this feud are now Hayter and Britt. So they're going to be supportive of each other for now because they're good. And whenever this is the thing, is that I know Tony knows that there is a lot of money eventually in feuding these two against each other.
Of course. But
you can wait until we absolutely least expect it to do the swerve. And I think I do that turn. I think there's a lot of really good stuff there between the two of these, gals. Hayter's an absolute beast. Like an absolute beast. Like it is, like if she was an Impact, like she'd be just wrestling dudes nonstop and just lariating them out of their boots. Like she's an incredibly strong and physical performer, regardless of her gender. And Rio's incredibly tough, but can't take punishment like that forever.
Yeah.
And I love that's the story, is that she kept kicking out of stuff.
Yes.
Really, really intense stuff. And eventually Hayter's like, okay, one more. And now you're down for good. And that was the story of the match.
Thought it was very good. Ryan Ben said, Riho went, this is how you do it, Stokely. And Arduit says, I'm still catching up. It's so nice to watch a company that cares about wrestling, cares about fans. AEW rocks. Also, Riho kicks ass. She does. Yeah. She's incredible. I mean, I was a little slow to really enjoy her work. And it's just... The more of it I see, the more of it I enjoy.
Yeah.
You could say the same for a lot of things like that. And, you know, here in the States, sometimes you got to wait till midnight, 3 a.m. Eastern to watch some shows, movies that release. Oh, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Our friends at NordVPN.com/Fightful bring you the fastest VPN with a great deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. I'm going to be watching that UFC pay-per-view this weekend, but I'll tell you what I ain't doing. Paying $80 for it. I'm getting that great deal. I changed my virtual location with just one click, and I get that sucker for much lower than I would pay otherwise. NordVPN has a pass, a locker, a VPN, and several tiers where you can choose what you want. You can protect yourself on public Wi-Fi. Maybe you're heading over to London. You're going to be flying. You're going to be staying at a hotel. You'll be connecting to the devices at Wembley. You want to protect yourself. You want to shield your data from that shoddy security and those snoops. And you can do it on every device that you own, whether it be the PC in front of me, the phone right here, the smart TV to my left, the router to my right, all that good stuff. Has NordVPN.com/Fightful. It's got a file encryption tool. It's got a password manager as well, threat protection, a global server network, 24/7 support. So if it's like 11 p.m. Eastern and you need help, they got you covered. They don't take time off. They got reliable encryptions and you're safe from disruptions with their kill switch feature. And like I said, a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if for some reason you don't like it, you can get your money back. You can get a return, unlike Alex's facial hair. Don't live with regret. Get NordVPN.com/Fightful. Do you like my NordVPN meme the other day?
Yeah, very, it's very good. Very good.
Very good. Yep. I was very proud of that. Thank you to Gisberto. I know our good friends at Nord were very, very excited about that. And yeah, what was it? 430,000 views that one got. Yeah, so
not bad.
Please renew us, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Mm-hmm.
Jambeard says, I agree that a Brit hater feud would be awesome, but I now kind of want them to be like the New Day. Heel or face, they have each other back, no turns. I agree, and I want Rebel with them too, because I like Rebel, and she should be there. She should be there.
Yeah, agreed.
Reminder, guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. We would greatly appreciate it. Also, Thursday, if you're here, we have a slate full of shows. The Spotlight in the morning, Day After Dynamite in the afternoon, as well as the ROH and Impact post show in the evening. This goddamn MJF segment. It was so ridiculous. What was it? Pennies from Heaven or some
Pennies from Heaven. Yeah.
Pennies from Heaven that they performed. Now, the fellows that were performing this, I'm sure this would be the largest crowd many of them performing.
Oh my God, of course, yeah.
And I'm sure that they're like, "What in the hell are we getting into?" And then they get there and they're like, what? I mean, actively cheering during the song is probably not something that they get a lot of.
Yeah.
And MJF went into full performer mode. Like, this is the most white meat baby face ridiculous shit.
What a star.
Amazing. It was so perfect. Do you okay, I'm going to see him this Friday at Squared Circle Expo. Do you think I could get him to sing some Doja Cat?
Well, his musical taste.
I keep it juicy, juicy. Yeah, I want him to sing it.
His musical tastes run a little earlier than that on the spectrum, I think.
It seems like it.
Maybe some Sinatra, little Tony Bennett. I think you'd be a little bit closer to getting that in there. Yeah, not quite your Doja Cat.
This was unbelievably insane, and it was incredible.
Yeah.
They have cultivated just this audience.
Yeah.
That
it's.
For the heels and baby faces elsewhere on the show,
right?
It's accordingly, but when MJF is out there, all bets are off.
Man, this was
I'll tell you what. First off, let me get through this. I can't remember who the politician was who was there, but was very clear,
like the city manager or something like that.
Clearly hated.
Oh yeah,
but a phenomenal performer.
Oh,
he was
so
a great performer.
I mean, come on. Politicians in New York, they're performers.
They're performers.
Because they lie. And because they have to be performers so they can make sure all the mob guys like them. Like, no, this is great. I love that he's this guy, like, what is it, Scaldino or something? Like, it was perfect. Perfect.
Joseph Salado.
Salado, something like that. My God. Joey Salad. That's what
they
call it.
Fantastic.
All the mob guys call him Joey Salad.
Joey's salads. Hey, salad fingers, come on over here.
Salad, come over here. Hey, salad, come over here.
Touch this rusty kettle. Come on.
Hey, why don't you go? Hey, salads, go get me some arugula, huh? Go get me some arugula. This is great. I love that the crowd immediately knew who this guy was and hated him and started chanting lower taxes. It's so good.
It was amazing.
But
I'll tell you what I would have switched. Instead of having Jack Perry attack him, I would have had Sammy Guevara attack him.
Right.
Because Sammy heals it up there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with Jack Perry, just babyface him somewhere else.
Yeah, just he doesn't need to be in this segment. Because you want Perry, to be cheered wherever he is. Yeah.
Jack Perry could have beat Commander and cut the promo afterwards. Sammy could have attacked and got the huge heel reaction. Mm-hmm. Which we'll talk about later, but Glenn Flanders says MJF's promo is one of my all-time favorites. Loved every second. It was very special because it had that geographical aspect, Alex. Mm-hmm.
Also, Glenn Flanders has changed his profile picture to me with a mustache. So immediately.
Sorry to hear that. Jambier says someone in the crowd, someone in the Discord chat, while I was watching, said that there was someone chanting lower taxes. That was
Good. It's so good. MJF doing a praise from heaven, but he did like the little scat duet with the saxophone. Like that's some difficult stuff. Sax guy trying to keep up, but Max is just no. I'm gonna get you to mess up. This is so good. The promo was excellent where he was like, it's been so great, and obviously. I'm such a great champion. A lot of folks are saying, you deserve it. Clap, 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 clap. And then they start doing the chant and he goes, oh, for me? Like he's so good at being a heel while hamming it up for the people who like him. That is a really, really, really great skill that a lot of them don't like. Cause either you only way you know how to heal because so many people do this is your town stinks and you stink because you live in your town, which stinks. Like, I love that this guy's able to be a heel begging for a chant and they give it to him because they love him. He's like, oh, of course I do deserve it. This is nuanced stuff. So great. I thought that then he did an actual babyface thing talking about how he had ADD and he had a terrible teacher, Mrs. Benedict. Who called him stupid about it? Like this. I'm like, hey, let's get an ADD chant. ADD, ADD. That was great stuff.
He did the old Dave Chappelle, boy, was that bitch wrong skit. Mm-hmm. Like, I love it. I love it. This was a fantastic segment. This was really, really great.
The greatest showman, MJF.
That's what we're seeing. Guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. We have thousands of people watching. I would love every time to get to 1,000 thumbs up. It really helps us grow. JP says, Swerve with Jay White and Juice for House of Black versus Trios. I think that they're going to be bringing somebody else in with Swerve.
Yeah.
I would be shocked if we saw Parker and Trench continuing, which I think I reported they were both injured, but also they're not good.
No, they're not ready.
Wombat in Combat says, I get AEW All Access on Fight here in Australia. For those that don't get it, just use nordvpn.com/FIFA. Well, thank you for that. Uh-huh. So we did get Sammy Guevara defeating Commander, and this match humped. This was a really, really good one. Sometimes you forget how good Sammy is in the ring, and Commander did this exhilarating rope walk shooting star press that, like, Shivani loved that. Then you had the rope walk cutter with both of them where it was more like Sammy just grabbed a hold of his head and slung him into the mat. It looked really, really great. Then Sammy gets the win. Good match. The promo was polarizing.
Right.
Because I didn't think it was like a bad promo. I thought it was pretty good, actually. Right. But the crowd... I felt like it was not the right night for this promo.
There you go. What you need is you need to do this for a crowd that can be looked at as possibly neutral. So they would start booing him because nobody likes Sammy, but then through the course of the promo, you see if you might be able to win some of the crowd over to your side. Not all of them, obviously, but some of them, which starts you into this, because this program's going to last a while. I don't think any of us believe it's going to go anywhere other than a four corners match with all these guys involved. But we're building a little bit at a time with individually. And so one of the things you want to do is you want to give people the opportunity to pick their favorite guy to root for, as long as that guy ain't MJF, because that's the way you want this whole thing to work. So right now, people don't like Sammy. So figure out a way to make them like Sammy, dislike Sammy a little less by having him have great matches and by having him cut a promo that Elite allows you to maybe hate him a little less. But the problem is you have him cut a promo where he can't get over because everyone loves MJF here. That's a bad thing. I wanted to mention also, Commander did a walk all the way across the ropes and then did this amazing like gymnastics move where he like was upside down for what felt like 10 seconds before he came down with that moonsault. That thing was the height he got off of that thing is insane. That dude's amazing. It was a really fun match, but I love that Taz kept bringing it up. I think he's walking on the ropes a little too much.
Yeah.
And then eventually like all of his offense was based on, I'm going to walk on the ropes for a bit and then flip off of them onto you. And eventually he got caught. Great.
And it makes your analysts look really good too. It makes Taz look really, really good by saying that. But yeah, I think good promo, wrong night. And you know, sometimes it's like that. Jambeard says, I wanted this segment to end so quickly because my hatred for MJF, but in a good way of getting worked. First time I was happy to see Sammy. Again, so Sammy walked in between Jack Perry and MJF as they were being separated and just like looked down at the title belt. Again, I think that could have worked a lot for Jack Perry because you have the two assholes being restrained and he's just like,
Yeah.
Ashay says, agreed. Finally got my ticks that I had bought in March, confirmed a few days back for Forbidden Door 2. Excited, but also extremely nervous. This is my first live concert show of any kind, especially wrestling. You're going to love it. Toronto crowds are incredible. I've had the great fortune of going to several Toronto shows. Wish I was going to be there. But unfortunately, it looks like I'm going to be flying over to the UK a bunch. Hopefully just once, but we'll see. But yeah, there's just... Forbidden Door in Toronto is great. They're expanding internationally is great.
Yeah.
Tell you what else is great. I looked at the Hook versus Ethan Page match and I said, okay, they worked live events. Ethan Page has a story going on. Hook versus the Firm. So you're continuing that. Ethan Page is this thing with Matt Hardy where they've become friends after all of this. And the story was actually very good. And a lot of you didn't get to see it because it was on Dark, but it was a lot of it was in their hands too, as we had reported, but Matt Hardy was forced to join the Firm, and then they just became friends. Like, Ethan Page kind of got revealed.
Did they really?
Maybe. Ethan Page just deep down really wanted the acceptance of Matt Hardy, somebody that he had looked up to for so long. And I can tell you guys legitimately, when I saw Ethan Page as I was dropping off some Fightful awards, I was like, how's it going? He's like, oh, you know, just teaming with Matt Hardy, dream come true, no big deal. Like, this is something he legitimately felt. So this match, I was like, well, Ethan Page can't lose it. He can't get crushed by Hook. Like, he needs to be protected in some sense. And he was. Like, he was getting some offense on Hook. I love that Hook stole the twist of fate. But then a satisfying finish in a short match, because Matt Hardy prevented Ethan Page from using that title belt, then cracked him with it. As a result, Hook gets the win. We've got the fracture between Hardy and Ethan Page. You continue the Hook Firm deal that's going on here. You accomplish an awful lot of things in a few minutes. Plus, you get Hook on TV. You get Hook a win. You get a title defended on your show. I thought that everything like this... I thought that everything about this added to something.
Right. And also they've announced we're going to get Ethan Page versus Hook, a rematch on Rampage.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll get more of a match between Page and Hook there. I thought this was really well done. Hardy obviously doesn't like being part of the Firm, but it's been working everybody. This will be good to see like how the one that we're going to get at Rampage is different than this one. that'll be interesting to see. I like it.
Morg says, thank you for all the work you do at Fightful with Ethan Page turning on Ethan. I would love to know the contents of the contract for the match. With Ethan signing it last week, Matt noticeably winked, so I thought something was coming.
Yeah.
That is, you know, that is, I guess we'll see.
Right.
I guess we'll see. We're going to save the announcement stuff for the end because that's what a lot of people want to talk about right now. But BCC absolutely crushed some jobbers, Alex. I'm going to turn this one over to you for a second because I get the feeling this was your shit.
This was great. But I just love that they actually, like, I believe it was Shivani having a little argument with Excalibur about why these guys would even agree to take this match. And like, well, you know, you get on TV, you get exposed to a lot of people. Yeah, but exposed while you're getting your butts kicked. I mean, these guys might incur several terrible injuries during this. It's true. These guys got absolutely waxed. There's a really fun, interesting looking crossface that Wheeler Yuta wins the match with, where he's like reaching around from the side to pull on the guy's face. It's really good stuff. With Danielson there in street clothes, just watching the whole thing, I think we are establishing now Danielson is firmly in the leadership role of this place.
Like just sitting around thinking about geoducks all day.
Yeah, that's right. But he's decided, you know, they're gonna kick all these guys' ass, and he talks about how there's nobody here. There's the great promo about going home.
Oh,
I love my family, but you know what else I love? Professional wrestling. And the distinction between professional wrestlers and amateur wrestlers is really great because really so many of these guys that we think of as the greatest in-ring workers have amateur wrestling in their background. But that's not about this. That's not what we're talking about. Now, the difference between professional wrestlers and amateur wrestlers isn't that. It's about people who aren't really serious about being the best. That's what makes you an amateur.
Took a little shot at WrestleMania as well. Church, said even church. Based on what I saw this week, Evangelina Gray says Yuta was called a little shit by Brian. Never looked happier. That was great. Now the screwdriver to Hangman's face, who came out there alone, I thought was actually
that moment where Hangman comes out there and fights them 1-on-4, where Danielson is just lounging in the corner, like, what are you gonna do? There's three guys between you and me. What are you gonna do? And he gets his ass kicked because he's dumb and he's full of piss and vinegar. And he goes out there by himself. He doesn't have anybody. And also Danielson bringing up that fact. Where are your friends, Hangman? Who likes you? Who likes you enough to try and come out and save you? Oh, apparently nobody. And then brings out a screwdriver. And this is the one thing he says. Pulls out a screwdriver and says, you know, I taught my kids a few things while I was home. And I was like, what did you teach them with a screwdriver? He's like, I taught them how to fix things around the house. Oh, thank God. But then he's like, no, I'm actually going to take the screwdriver and carve out his eye with it. Jesus, dead.
So Eloquence says stupid babyface syndrome. Why would Hangman and Kayfabe try to take on BCC alone? I know the purpose is to show Kenny wouldn't save him, but bruh. Well, I mean, we don't know that they were there. We didn't see them all night. But, I mean, this is just how Hangman's always been.
Yeah,
Hangman has always been no partner, don't need no partner. That guy from the Buddy Cop movie, that's always been him. He's always been the one to go out there and go at 1-on-4.
He has two settings. He has overly hesitant.
Yeah.
And overly reckless. He has only two settings. Yeah. Like that's the thing is where he starts getting down on himself and doesn't want to do anything. And he's too hesitant about stuff, or he flips the switch and will absolutely fight an army of grizzly bears 1-on-20. If the mood strikes him and he won't care about the consequences. And so that's what he was tonight. And I think that's a really interesting way to look at the way his character operates. And I don't blame anybody for not coming to his aid unless they had like 8 or 12 guys that they could round up a posse, because who would want to go up against these four dudes who cared nothing about whether or not they kill you?
Steven Yeager says Elite and Hangman reunite to fight BCC. Nigel joins BCC. Punk helps Elite to even the odds. BCC versus Elite and Punk in Blood and Guts at Wembley. All in. Thoughts. Keep up the good work at Fightful. there's so much more money to be made from Punk and the Elite fighting against each other. But Nigel joining BCC, 100% I'm down for. I'm absolutely down for.
Why?
Also,
yeah, why not? Let's do that.
Blood and Guts at Wembley. They could fit that there pretty well.
Oh,
also,
yep.
I would love an Anarchy in the Arena at Wembley.
At Wembley.
At Wembley. Jambeard says the anti-amateur Brian reminds me so much of WWE champ Evil Eco Warrior Brian. Yeah, he's using the amateurs over and over again instead of Fickle.
Yeah.
And Jambeard says, give me Anarchy in the Arena at All In at Wembley. That's what I'd love to see.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some really good stuff there.
Tom LaValle says Mox hasn't bled on TV since he turned heel. Yeah, exactly. He's taking it away from you.
Uh-huh.
Jambeard says Brian just turned Adam into Jack-O-Lantern Adam Page.
Uh-huh.
And Orion Ben says Hangman didn't learn from Rio and bring a weapon. You know what? I looked. I saw he brought a CD, a Disturbed CD, and he used his music as a weapon.
There you go.
Anthony Velazquez says, as much as I like babyface Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson, I like the heel Danielson even more. He's so good at that role. What I've always loved about Bryan Danielson and even Jon Moxley is 1 month they can be a babyface, 1 month they can be a heel. It all depends on the circumstances, who they're facing, and their motivations. And I think that should be the case with, honestly, the majority of wrestlers. I think there should be some babyfaces that you always like, some heels that you always dislike, and then in between, it is a sort of choose your own journey type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Brent Lockman says it's either Hangman has no friends or the locker room is scared to death of BCC, and that's a fun wrinkle. I would love to see that. Like, why wasn't Dark Order there? Were they there?
Well, I think the thing that if there's a group of people that we think might have come to Hangman's aid, but we don't see them on the show at any other point during the broadcast, we have to assume they're not there. Like, they might actually be in the building, but because we never see them on camera, we have to, in kayfabe, assume they're not there for whatever reason. Otherwise, we get kind of in the weeds about things.
Yeah, and I mean, they're saying nobody loves this man while they're beating him down. Bizarro Big L says Dynamite felt good tonight. Hope Danhausen and Dante the best in rehab. Feel like Danielson's comments are opening up Shibata at Forbidden Door 2. I mean, that would be fantastic. Jesus. That would be really, really great.
That'd be really good.
And says Nigel should be MJF's interviewer. I feel like there are bigger things for Nigel McGuinness. Yeah.
Yeah.
And somebody says SRS versus Ollie Davis for Wembley. Loser gets Ollie's cheetah jacket. I do miss those guys. I hope I see them soon. Dungeon Master of Puppets says it's textbook depression from I'm sad to I'm a god. Fair. That is absolutely fair. McAffer says any news on Matt Cardona? He's in the indies and nobody's getting hired right now.
Mm-hmm.
Cody says favorite Malcolm in the Middle moments. I have none. I don't remember anything from that show. I mean, I enjoyed what I saw of it. So, if you read the Fightful Select Portions update about 3 hours after I posted it, sometimes I add to those.
Ah.
And about a half an hour before the show started, I tweeted that FTR was believed to have decided to stick with AEW and will be there for several years, from what I understand.
Awesome.
And Alex, all I'm saying is that these guys invited me to their live show.
Mm-hmm.
Brought me on stage, put me over repeatedly, and they have lucrative new contracts and tag team titles.
Yes.
All I'm saying.
Right. That's all you're saying. I get it.
Is blindly give me praise and money.
Right.
And good things will happen to you.
Yep. Karma. That's called karma.
It's called karma.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Joel Osteen every once in a while or something. Let's get with it. Okay, let's talk about the real story of this match. The Guns coming out to 50 Cent Mini Men? Bro, what? Which is the best 50 Cent song ever.
Righteous Reg was not pleased.
I gotta go see this. I gotta go that see
was a,
this.
It was a very quick clip, but it was very funny. Where he was like, it was a very funny,
oh
very
my
quick clip.
God.
Very funny,
was
very
he,
quick clip.
What was he there?
No, he was just, he was on his couch. He was on his couch.
He was on his couch.
He was on his couch. Just.
I'm gonna download it and put it on the air. Oh my god! But I mean, this is unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
This is okay. Now maybe kids these days don't realize how big 50 Cent was. Here's a funny story. Ice Storm about 3 months before 50 Cent blew up. Mm-hmm. I'm in Louisville. Me and my friend are walking around. We walk past this hole in the wall shitty club, and it said 50 Cent performing. Mm-hmm. And we were like, that's a dumbass name. That'll never work. Well, it worked.
It did.
Many men. I mean, my God, like this is again, it's my favorite 50 Cent song of all time. Yeah. Yeah. I just, first off, I don't think it fits them, but good for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What did you think hearing this? Because I'm about to show everybody what Righteous Reg thought.
I thought, okay, all right. You guys got your own little, your last championship entrance. You decided to show out, get your little mania entrance with your special music that you got licensed. Good for you.
Also, and what you were really thinking was,
God, what the fuck is this shit?
We're just keeping that in the folder. That's saying.
Yeah. Yep, we got to use that whenever.
Vince McMahon is back.
God, what the fuck is this shit?
Oh, catch Reg every Saturday on Grapsody and Thursday this week on Ask Grapsody on FightfulSelect.com.
So good.
Let's just hold on a second. Let's find. I'm gonna find a picture of the guns real quick. What do we got here? There we go. We got the guns. I'm gonna pull this up.
Mm-hmm.
And when we pull it up, I am going to read some of the lyrics of Many Men.
Good.
Because I feel like this is important mm-hmm. for the unaware audience, mm-hmm. so to speak, to participate in such a thing. Now, damn it, I don't know where this file went, so I'm going to find it. But I mean, like, when I don't even know if this was a single back in the day. Can't even remember. Obviously, it wasn't one of his biggest, but it was one of 50 Cent's best songs. Where we got that at? Anyway. Do you think this is like a full-time thing?
No, I don't.
You don't think that they got this, like, you think they got this specifically?
I think they got it for this big match. It's the biggest match they're wrestling. It's a main event like thing. They're the champions going into it. It's a titles versus careers match for FTR, who's widely considered to be the greatest tag team of this era, if not of all time. It's one of the biggest spots they'll ever be in. They get to be the heel champs walking in dressed like Shawn Michaels. Of course, they picked out their perfect heel music, the ones that they knew were going to piss off the most people or whatever.
But admittedly, I'm like, how much does this cost them?
I don't know.
How much does this cost AEW?
Yeah, yeah.
Like what? This can't be cheap, right? Like I'm admittedly not as hip to like how much these things cost for one use or anything like that, or live use or anything like that. But I'm just looking at this and I'm like, I can't imagine he gives it away cheap. So let's, for those of you who haven't heard this song, and hell, maybe we could play it here. Maybe we got the money to play it here on the air.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
Okay. Many Men by 50 Cent. Now it starts off with a couple of people. It's 50 Cent and Lloyd Banks, and they're going to get something to eat, and they get shot at.
Mm-hmm.
Many men wish death upon me, blood in my eye, dog, and I can't see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be, and people trying to take my life away. Come on. I put a hole in Dax Harwood for fucking with me. My back on the wall, now you gon' see. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me, because I'll come and take your life away.
Ooh.
Many men, many, 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 many men wish death upon me. Lord, I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more.
Of course not.
Have mercy on me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, man, these pussy cash wheelers putting money on my head. Go on, get your refund, motherfucker. I ain't dead.
No.
I'm the diamond in the dirt that ain't been found.
Not at all.
I'm the underground king and I ain't been crowned. When I rhyme, something special happened every time. I was in the greatest, something like Ali in his prime. Listen, I met these two gentlemen last week. It was wonderful to meet them. The song doesn't fit.
No. Not quite.
Doesn't fit.
Not quite.
Good match. A little bit abrupt. Nice. A nice little swerve, set of swerves leading to the finish. They got me a couple times.
Now, I went into this knowing that if they lost, even by DQ, they lost their careers. I didn't know if they won by DQ, they lost their careers. That was something, that was a wrinkle within the match I did not recognize until it was a thing. Like, so they could have, they just trying to get disqualified over and over again. And I credit to Paul Turner for never allowing it. Until the blatant low blow in which he was about to ring the bell, but Cash Wheeler stopped his arm. And then they were just, there was so much like the one belt gets thrown in there, which the ref takes out, but they throw the other belt in there behind his back. The diving headbutt gets cracked. Like they did so many things to make me go, no, please don't. I don't want them to lose. And they had me the whole time. They did it. It worked good for them.
It worked great. Jambeard said rematch at Double or Nothing with 50 Cent singing live. Corey says Wankster should have been the song. Chauncey says, as a rap fan, my favorite team is now the Guns. Eloquent says, Eloquent, who is a legitimate artist, a music artist, I own his vinyl, for the love of God, says, I don't give a fuck. Guns using many men is goaded. Glorious One says, side note, entrance song, fire emoji, classic 50 Cent, hope they keep it.
Wonderful.
JW Pringle, do you think they wanted It's Raining Men and got that by mistake? I love me some Sova says, what do you think the chance is now for us to see Brian Danielson come out to Final Countdown sometime in the near future? I think at this pace, you're more likely to see him come out to the Ghetto Boys still. He's going to come out like back up in your ass with the resurrection. Well, okay, to be fair, they immediately do say it's the group harder than an erection with no affection. So for him, that seems like right up his alley. Seems like he'd quote that in an interview. JP says, SRS doing Many Men is great. And I thought this was the best entrance song ever. Can't believe I never thought about this. Who would it have worked better for?
Nobody.
I don't know. Peter Avalon?
I mean, like, possibly. But there was a thing in the chat that I loved. I didn't see who said it, but I love that they said, this is exactly the song that the high school doofus guys who think the rich boys who think they're hard would pick. Like, that's exactly what they would do.
Eloquent says the story. I like the story. The Guns kept keeping to try to get themselves DQ'd. Me too. They knew they couldn't hang with them, but I thought the Guns did a really good job during their reign. Their reign was a very unpopular one, but I thought they did a really good job.
The Shatter Machine with the ref getting pulled out of the ring was a really great false finish. There was some really, really good artful false finish stuff. Credit to the Guns. Like, they absolutely did their job perfectly through that whole, like, I can't believe this could possibly continue spot of the all that all back and forth with all the trying to get disqualified, all that stuff. They played their parts perfectly.
Marcus Ryan says, someone hook up Tony Khan with Grizzled Young Vets phone number. give me GYV versus FTR. Well, I mean, they were on NXT at the NXT tapings last night, so I don't know if they got their releases, but FightfulSelect.com in this crazy week did report that it would be happening. And well, we got some good news about All Out, it looks like. I don't know if Anthony Bowen's supposed to let that slip, but somebody said that Bowen's responded to a tweet and said that All Out. Yeah, he says the following week is All Out. I'll be damned.
That's crazy.
We're about to talk about it, because if that is true, because I mean I believe, you know, I trust our sources, and
sure,
we're about to get into it. But Mac Hyland says, can't believe the Guns got 50 Cent song, Many Men, absolute ghost behavior. Right team won, but the Guns are golden. The Guns are far better than I think many people give them credit for. Yeah. I think that they got a lot of the best qualities of their father in performance and facial expressions and a lot of that. Sawyer says, I hated the Guns as champs. Thought it was a huge misfire for the division by TK, but the Many Men entrance was based in art. Well, listen, if many men wish death upon you, you want to make sure that you take care of yourself and you don't give them that satisfaction. And athleticgreens.com/Fightful will make sure that there's no blood in your eye, dog, and that you can see. Because athleticgreens.com/Fightful gives you that multivitamin. You want to drink it. You don't want to eat a multivitamin tablet. But you got your multivitamin, minerals, probiotics, adaptogens, and more. Dr. Andrew Huberman's on athleticgreens.com/Fightful putting this over. You got best-selling author Tim Ferriss putting it over. You got David Sinclair, who's got a PhD and is a professor of genetics at Harvard, putting this stuff over. Athletic Greens gives you so much of what you need. It promotes gut health with prebiotics, probiotics, and plant-based enzymes. That makes sure that you're digesting stuff appropriately, and it supports immunity. So if you are going to one of these shows, you know, they can be kind of dangerous for your immune system. So you make sure that you get your vitamin C, your zinc, functional mushrooms, and more. You want to boost that energy? This has magnesium and B vitamins that do that. And it helps with recovery. So if you're working out, or if you're starting to work out and your body's not quite used to it, this is going to help you a lot. athleticgreens.com/Fightful, because it's packed with superfoods, adaptogens, and antioxidants that is trusted by the world's best endurance athletes. There are numerous pro wrestlers that use this across WWE and AEW. Heard from many of them. A couple of them found it through athleticgreens.com/Fightful. I was able to hook them up, but they got that phytonutrient blend, digestive support, immunity support, and so much more at athleticgreens.com/Fightful. I've been seeing their commercials all over television as well. So happy to see them growing, and they're growing with us. Love the people at athleticgreens.com/Fightful. Patrick Shaw says, why wasn't Jay White given better presentation? Felt like they rushed this. Rushed his music. No video package. Camera barely caught him on the way to the ring. Shouldn't he be presented better as the biggest free agent? I thought that they should have produced that much better. I liked the creative around it,
mm-hmm.
but I thought that the camera work and a lot of that could have been a lot better, because as soon as you heard his music, it cut away.
Right. It did cut away, and they it was an odd angle for his run through, but I thought the point of it was that everyone was as surprised as Ricky Starks was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if they had like a big Titantron and a little video package for him coming in, it wouldn't have been the same thing as like, holy shit, what's going on? Like yeah. there had to be an element of surprise. They did a great job on commentary, I thought, of explaining who he was, how big a deal this was, him coming with Juice Robinson, the fact that they're declaring war on Ricky Starks, all that stuff. And I believe there's going to be a lot of those vignettes and stuff that you want in the coming weeks.
Larry says, I want BCC to come out to bring the ruckus now. Pay the Wu-Tang Clan, Tony. And yeah. Jambeard says, could you imagine Grizzled Young Vets versus FTR at Wembley? That would be great. That would be great for them. Well, let's talk about it. So we did a Reckless Speculation podcast today. And the two things that I kept hearing, and I even did a backstage chatter article because enough people asked for it. But mm-hmm. I said, you know, none of this is confirmed, but I did say on the air, London is the announcement I'm hearing. However, we were hearing like OVO at Wembley, like so the 13,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, no.
No.
It's the Wembley.
It's Wembley.
It's Wembley. And it's All In. They're bringing back All In because they own ROH now, and ROH owned All In, for those of you who didn't know. And we got a lot of people asking, Anthony Martin, are we getting All Out in Chicago? We're probably not. Jambeard says, now that we have All In, do we still get All Out then? Because wouldn't that be fairly close to each other, at least in AEW close? Porterhouse says, will All Out be moved on the schedule since it's the week after All In? Christian says, hey, Sean, I live in Chicago, so this is important to me. Is All Out still a thing? We had reported on Fightful Select recently that they were told internally, United Center, All Out, same as always. Anthony Bowens just got on Twitter and said, nope, this is All In. The following week is All Out. Wow. Now,
that's crazy.
A lot of things can happen. You can get Wembley and scale it.
Sure.
This, they haven't mentioned if it'll be on pay-per-view. They haven't mentioned that. If it's not, they're missing out. You got to do this. You got to have this on TV, pay-per-view, something.
Yeah.
And what they are doing is what a lot of people have said. All right, you sold out Forbidden Door immediately. Go ahead and do this. Go ahead and do this. Do a stadium show. But if what Anthony Bowens is saying is going to happen, this is going to be one of the biggest weeks in AEW history. Wembley on Sunday, All Out, maybe Saturday or Sunday after that, because I think the football season starts right after that. So you might be competing with that. This would be enormous, Alex.
It would be crazy. It would be crazy to think that they would do those two things that close to each other. When people who were like, Wembley, to me was like, what, Wembley? And a lot of people are like, well, what? I don't understand what the significance of that. Okay, well, it is like the goated arena for soccer / football in England, in London. So there's that. Plus, Arthur Ashe, which is a really big place for them to run when they do Grand Slam, has seats, I believe, 23,000-24,000 people is the capacity for that. It gets reconfigured for wrestling, but if you just Google capacity for Arthur Ashe, it's around 23,000-24,000. Wembley is 90,000 people. And if you're going to run this, you got to know you've got the people who are going to pay to fill that, at least most of it. Because if you don't, it's going to backfire horribly. It's going to look really bad. I know that AEW is incredibly popular in the UK. The UK is Europe is a different animal. Traveling to the UK from any place in continental Europe is not a difficult prospect. You can hop on a train and get there. Like it is it's not the same kind of thing. But there are people from other countries that will come see this. 90,000, depending on how they configure it for thing, that is a crazy amount to try and do for them, especially considering like all the matches you would want to build to put on that show. Then you would have separate matches that would also be on All Out a week later. So people who aren't going to the show, like, well, I don't have to go to see like Wembley because I'd rather see this other thing that's on All Out instead, and I'll just stay home. There's some crazy stuff there, man.
And I think they can pull it off. I mean, you look at AEW right now, they have a world title, international title, TNT, FTW, tag team, trios, and a women's title, and a TBS title. That's 8 championships. All you need is 8 matches on a main card, and not all those need to be for a title.
Sure.
You also have some crossover stars. You can get some celebrities involved to do some stuff over there. But also, if you decided to throw on an ROH World Championship match on the show, I don't think anybody would have their feelings hurt, so to speak.
Especially if depending on who was fighting for it.
It'd be Nigel McGuinness versus Claudio. If you get Nigel back in the ring.
Sure.
Now, let's go ahead and get into these super chats. Wombat says, Drew Galloway, All In. Nope, his contract is up after that. James Higgins says, what do you guys think main events Wembley? Don't know if MJF is enough of a draw, but CM Punk, FTR, Elite, or Punk Omega, yes. Do you think Tony booked Wembley with a main event in mind or just to do it? I think that he booked main event or booked with something in mind, I think he had to have something in mind because they held off on this announcement for quite a while, Alex.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
So I think so. I Punk versus somebody makes sense, but also, Jan Beard says when WWE did Wembley in 93, I think they did 80,000. Surely they have Punk for Wembley. FightfulSelect.com reported they had been talking. They have been talking.
Yeah.
Amir says, do you know how much longer Drew McIntyre has on his contract? He'd be a game changer for AEW at Wembley. It's after that. We had reported it's around 9 months on FightfulSelect.com. Mm-hmm. Just five bucks, my friends. Mm-hmm. James Stalling says, I know Double or Nothing is AEW's biggest pay-per-view, but this could be the AEW equivalent to WrestleMania going forward.
I mean,
oh, no. If they're doing Wembley on pay-per-view,
yeah,
this is now their biggest pay-per-view, in my opinion.
Like, well, absolutely. Especially if it's a thing that they decide they're going to do something on this scale every year. Like if their idea is every year around this time, late summer, early fall, we're going to do a big stadium show. Yeah, this is their WrestleMania. They're making a statement. They think they can do this now.
Vicky says Sting's last match in Wembley. You know what? That'd be a good one. That'd be a big one.
That would be a selling point. Yeah.
Yeah. Jake says Wembley is absolutely wild. I think they will sell out. And Nicholas says, what do you think the chances are of them selling it out? 85 to 90,000. I don't know about selling out the whole thing, but right. Duckman says even if they get 30 to 40,000, it's a huge win. Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge win.
It's a huge win.
Predictions?
A 30 to 40,000 in a 50,000 stadium is a huge win.
Yeah.
30 to 40,000 in a 90,000 seat stadium. Plus, there'd be a bigger capacity because of the way you'd configure the whole thing. If you only filled it a third of the way full, even though that's a lot of people, it would not look great.
Sure. I mean, they did 20,000 at Grand Slam. So I think that I think that for a market that has never had AEW.
They've never had AEW there. It's the first show they've ever done there. That's why I think it will be, I think you'd be surprised that it will sell out. I just don't think it'll be like the thing where like, tickets went on sale. Oop, they're sold out when they do stuff like that here.
Oh, yeah.
That's not going to be the case nearly enough.
Ronald right here. Omega big, Osprey 2 for Wembley.
One. Big one.
I'm sure, a go-go will have something on the show as well. But,
something.
We got S. Martinez saying more of an E-fam, but it's always good to see an American wrestling promotion doing international shows. In one calendar year, Clash at the Castle, Money in the Bank, all in. Mm-hmm. It's a good year for the UK.
It is.
Very happy for all my friends over there. Jake says at Wembley, Punk versus Omega and FTR versus Bucks. Hope we get a debuting Drew Galloway versus Powerhouse Hobbs. Galloway's deal will not be up until the end of the year.
Unfortunately.
Mike Luna says, remember, major cities like Paris are only 2.5 hours away by train. They can sell it out. That's a fantastic point. Europe is the size of a shopping mall. I learned that from Eurotrip as well. Ian Hunter says, you know what? If you go through the tunnel, you'll see Alex on there.
You're right.
Nude beaches,
mm-hmm.
like all kinds of things. You can go meet your pen pal. There's a whole lot of cool things that you can do over there.
Yeah.
People, just all kinds of things. Ian Hunter says, think All In will be like the original with people from all over promotions and indies, or will it be AEW, maybe some New Japan workers? It's awfully close to Forbidden Door.
Yeah,
but I would kind of like to see the spirit of All In.
Me too.
Met there. Like have some New Japan people, have some Impact people, have a lot of people.
And All In being kind of like this amazing dream match invitational with a couple of titles decided on it, and All Out be your AEW storyline pay-per-view might be a way to distinguish it.
Grayman Media says to sell out Wembley Stadium, AEW's booking game is going to have to be perfect. Major star power, major storylines, matches, and goodwill. I don't disagree with that whatsoever, especially if they're doing a big show the week after. Grayman says, do you think AEW should sell tickets for All In all at once, or should they sell those tickets in May, June, July, and August before their other pay-per-views? Sell them all. Sell them all, because at least then you get the opportunity that secondary will just snatch them all up and you sell all of them anyway. I know it ain't fair to other people, but these dumbass secondary people, By the way, Scott says 2,500 in the chat. Give us a thumbs up. Yeah, man. We're only at 500. I would love to get to I would like to get to 5,000, but I'd like to get to 1,000 every day.
Yeah.
Can AEW sell out Wembley? I know their ratings are doing well, but the only concern would be a half-filled stadium. Seems like a tough ask. No, I mean, they'll scale it if need be. They'll get a good idea of it.
Right.
Also, a lot of people asking about Timothy Thatcher. He is an American.
Well, that's the joke, is the joke of him being.
I know, he should represent the UK.
He should have like a really terrible over the top Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins British accent every time he goes. Oh, blimey, mate! I'm Timothy Thatcher. It'd be great.
I have been told United Center All Out is still on the schedule for AEW, at least internally. Anything can change.
Yeah.
I mean, they changed the entire location of Full Gear one time. So
they did.
Anime Otaku says, I'm Scottish and All In is the day before my birthday. It's like 3 days before mine. Mm. Says, I really hope I can snag tickets and get down here unless there's house rules in Glasgow. I mean, I would imagine it's actually hard to tell. Like, will they do some house shows over there? I wouldn't actually. Gotta make this the one opportunity to see it. Yeah, I don't think that you can. I think that you say, hey guys, if you want to come see, this is your opportunity. I don't think we posted the date. It is August 27th in London.
I think so. Yeah.
Believe that'll be a Sunday. Yes, it's a Sunday. Mm-hmm. Tickets are on sale Friday, May 5th. Henry, Charles, Albert, David. Well, that's appropriate. Says Omega versus Ospreay, Hayter versus Mercedes. Oh, that's another good one.
Yeah,
Danielson versus Zack Sabre Jr. That's another good one. Says Drew Galloway debut. That ain't happening.
No, too bad.
What if Drew leaves WWE? Ain't happen, Evangelina. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I should have had Luis collect all those just so I could say ain't happening.
Mm-hmm.
But Colt gives his dream card, says MJF Punk, Omega Ospreay, Danielson Okada, FTR Bucks 3. Let's go. Yeah, that would be really, really great. I think that would do exceptionally well. Mike Lima says tonight TK downed all the White Claws, wanted them to sell out Wembley Stadium and make a huge statement. As they say, never bet against the elite.
Yeah.
Jan Beard says, well, people can't say tonight that TK didn't live up to the hype of a huge important announcement because it was a double whammy. Yeah, anybody that's saying that was not a huge announcement was operating bad faith.
It's a huge announcement.
It is a gigantic announcement. Meet Normus wants to know about Punk or Mercedes. I think they're both on the board. If I were Tony and I were running Wembley, I would do whatever I could to get Mercedes Moné versus Jamie Hayter versus Jamie Hayter for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do it. TK says, I'm going to go out and say Goldberg is All Elite after that Wembley announcement. Tony's going to have to bring out some heavy hitters to fill that stadium. Wardlow, Goldberg, Wembley, sure. I heard Goldberg approached Wardlow this past weekend and said, I heard he said, we're going to make a lot of money together. But, you know, a lot of people can twist words. I'm sure he said something. I know the term make a lot of money together was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Elite Biscuit says, considering the elephant in the room, if AEW sells out Wembley, oh, buddy, Elite Biscuits is All Elite. So say CM Punk doesn't come back and they sell out Wembley. Boy, that All Out thing just doesn't ring well. Nobody's done anything. I work with children.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Doesn't bode well. Jambeard wants Hayter versus Saraya or Hayter versus Jade. You got Saraya on the damn show too.
Yeah.
Like that goes a long way. Does the AEW Wikipedia roster still have the flags next to them? You remember that? It's so easy.
They made it so good.
Done anymore. They got rid of finishing moves and the flag. What are we doing here?
We need the flags back.
Boo.
Come on.
Boo.
Yeah.
Jambeard says, going to have hometown boy Timothy Thatcher there.
Mm-hmm.
All In main event will be Chris Rock versus Will Smith, says Cody Bondra. And James Stalling says, could they get rid of another pay-per-view? I think it's good. You've got Full Gear, All In, All Out, Forbidden Door, Double or Nothing Revolution. I think six is appropriate. Jake says, wonder if we get some New Japan talent to come in for All In. Maybe we'll see Zach Sabre and Will Ospreay. And this is where we get Mercedes. Well, they definitely need to borrow some of the UK talent. Absolutely need to borrow some of that UK talent, Alex.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree. If Pac's healthy, you got to have get Pac a match.
Pac's got to be in there.
Pac's got to have a match. Yeah.
Kip That's Sabian in a tag title or a trios title match makes a lot of sense. Jake says, hypothetically speaking, how big of a win would it be if AEW did sell out Wembley? Could that, what could that mean for them as a promotion? It would be massive because then you can say, we're doing this again. Did WWE ever run Wembley to that scale after SummerSlam 92? I don't think they did.
Because they said a thing. It was like, it's for the first time Wembley's had stuff like that in 30 years, had professional wrestling in 30 years. Yeah.
I fully expect WWE to announce a show, which is what John Vask says. I fully expect them to announce a show the day of All in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be another NXT premium live event.
NXT, Jesus Christ. Jacob Foster says, just tuning in, Alex, amazing mustache that got my $5. You could just subscribe to Fightful Select, you know. You can watch his shows all the time.
Yeah, I'll just have the mustache all the time then for that money.
James Stalling says, I agree, but do they need to spread these out somehow? You know, there's something kind of exciting to me about Sunday, All In, Wednesday Dynamite, Friday Rampage, and then the weekend All Out again. Like, I think that they could do, you bring in everybody. You get Miro off the bench. You get Scorpio Sky off the bench. You drag everybody you can. And you say, this is going to be the biggest week of our company's history.
Yes. You all hands on deck. And you can do things where you don't have to have 13 matches on one show.
Seven or eight. Yeah.
And you can make them big dream match scale stuff separate those from your actual title programs. There's a way to do it. Would it be Commander walking a tightrope all the way across the Grand Canyon, kind of an acrobatic feat? Yes. But do I think they might be able to pull it off? Sure.
Sawyer says, if AEW sells out Wembley, TK can go to Warner Discovery and say, money, please. Oh, it is a prime opportunity for Tony Khan to say, look what we have. You need to invest in this heavily. Jake Neal says, what's the possibility of All Out being a more ROH heavy show? I don't think it will. I think you stand more of a chance of like a Rampage or something. I think you stand more of a chance of All In being that because of the spirit of All In,
right,
where they're like, hey, bring everybody. Then you can say, well, this ROH title is going to be defended here as well. Mm-hmm. And I would keep it to probably some of the bigger name talent on ROH. Right. But Warren B says, International Casino Battle Royal, US versus Japan, Mexico, Europe, big Joker surprise. Yes. Do the casino battle royales there as well. Mm. Put that on one of the Dynamites or one of the Rampages or something. Load up that week. You should make every single thing that week must watch. You need to throw everything you got at the wall. Every championship you have, throw it at the wall. Every big star you have, throw it at the wall. Every favor you can call in, you throw it at the wall for that week if you can. This is very exciting. Jambeard says TK should be calling up Nick Aldis. You're damn right he should be.
Sure, why not?
Get him on the horn. Have him challenge for a title. Riga says, if they're doing All Out, then I worry about the buy rate for All In unless they bring back Punk on All In. I wonder how many people will buy another pay-per-view a week later. Book Punk for All In instead. A double buy option might be better. Two shows for one big buy. Yeah, I mean, if you can do that, for sure. What I wouldn't do is book Punk for the first show, expecting him to make the second show. And I'm not saying that from a personality standpoint. I'm saying it from he's been hurt a couple times standpoint. Mm-hmm. And you gotta take it match by match, and hopefully he's healthy and good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron says, the Pillars in a Fatal 4-Way, Jericho versus Omega. Well, I want to see the Pillars in a Fatal 4-Way at Double.
That's
or Nothing.
Gotta be that's a Double or Nothing spot. Yeah,
I don't want to see a one-on-one there. I want to see 4-Way. Jericho versus Omega down the line, sure. I mean, it was a great match, but it's hard to beat what they had. Paul Tattoo says Death Triangle versus House of Black. That would be a good one to have on there too. Just pack in general. And we are wrapping up. Make sure you guys leave a thumbs up. And also, before we head out, I want to thank Luis, our great moderator, for the incredible work that he has done over the last week. We have had some of our longest shows ever, some of our busiest shows ever, and he has absolutely killed it. Jordan McClure wraps us up. If the guns can get 50 Cent, BCC has to adopt Mobb Deep Shook Ones Part 2. I mean, why not? Is it possible to find out what playing these on TV costs? Oh, buddy, I've already asked. I'm going to see what I can find out. So much. It has been, God, I feel like I've said this 10 times over the last year and a half. The craziest week I've ever covered wrestling.
So true.
The craziest week. We've got a couple more Humper chats, though, that Luis needs to put over there. Alex, tell the people what you got.
I'm going to my sister-in-law's place for Easter. I don't know when I will be covering whatever happens on Friday, but rest assured, if Vince shows up in Portland, there will be something that if I have to like do this thing like late Easter night wearing a bunny hat, I will do it. We will talk about something this weekend. It's not sure on 5 Foot Select for Sour Graps. On Monday, we got the Raw review with Kate. On Tuesday with Kate as well, the NXT review back here for this. It has been a lot of fun. I don't think I'm going to keep the mustache anymore, so I'm just going to have him wipe that off.
And that hey, just remember Easter week. Oh, wow. I legitimately thought you just shaved it like that.
I did actually for last night. And then I went the rest of the way and just drew it back on.
I wouldn't be able to handle it. Yep, just remember for Easter, if you use BlueChew.com and the code Fightful, he is risen.
That's true.
JP says, doesn't New Japan do a 2 or 3 week long tournament? Could AEW do something similar over All In and All Out? Well, I mean, they're 1 week apart. But yeah, I mean, New Japan does a hell of a lot of them. Right. So they could do anything. Sammy says, just came back from my first AEW show. New York fans are a different breed. Took a picture with Cash, Sammy, and Ty walked past me and said hi to me. Had a really good seat on the floor. 10-10 experience. Well, guys, thank you all so much. I would be lying if I said I was not very, very tired. But I'm right back at it Friday. Friday morning, I leave for Indianapolis. I am going to go to Squared Circle Expo, get some interviews. I'll be there Saturday as well. I will hopefully hit Shaza McKenzie with a nice swinging DDT or something like that. Again, she's my buddy. I like her, but she's getting a little too cute on the internet. So maybe that'll happen. Guys, thank you all so much. It was incredible seeing so many of you in LA last week. I appreciate the kind words. I know that I don't give as much energy to negative shit as people claim, but I've really loved the positive energy that's coming our way. And the messages that you guys send do mean an awful lot. And you guys subscribing means a lot as well. Thank you so much. We're out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.